And you tell me that God's going to send a man of God to tell me that I have a right to be rich? Is that a man of God who comes to me in the face of a starving world and said, use your right, use your faith. You can be rich, you can be prosperous, you can have a bigger car, you can have a better home. What's happened to us? How blind can we be? His new gospel is gain is godliness. Gain is godliness. This is a gospel of partiality to the prosperous and successful. And it's an indictment against the poor to whom Jesus ministered. It exalts prosperity and success. James said, are you not partial? Hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom? And for you preachers of the gospel who try to tell me that he became poor, that we could become rich in houses and lands, you don't know your Bible. There it is. It said, hath not God chosen the poor, rich in faith? Is this the gospel for a dying world? Gain is godliness. Faith is for prosperity. Poor people lack faith. Christ became poor so that we could be rich in material goods. He came to give us abundant life. Is abundant life supposed to be worldly good? No, that's eternal life.
The Redeemer is coming to Zion. Heavenly Father, if we knew tonight how close we are to the coming of Christ, if we really knew how short our time was, we would not be sitting here so nonchalantly in your presence.
Come on, Christian, wake up! Get into God's Word!
Holy Spirit, turn your flaming eyes on us and let us see now the judgment must begin in the house of God.
If you said to the church, repent. You said to the church, the seven churches, repent, repent, repent.
He's coming back to his church with fury and holiness. Who shall stand when he appears? None of us could stand in this house. Amos the prophet cried out, woe to them that are at ease in Zion, unconcerned about the evil day ahead. They lie upon beds of ivory. They stretch themselves upon their couches, and they eat the lambs of the flock, and they drink wine in bowls. And they are not grieved for the afflictions of Joseph. They're not grieved. Multitudes of God's people are flocking to conventions and meetings to hear this other gospel. This gospel of self and prosperity and success. The gospel of the flesh is riding high in the church. You want to hear the true gospel, Christian? You want to hear what Jesus really said in this day and age of success and prosperity preaching? You want to know what the gospel says? Are you interested? Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are you that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and they shall separate you from their company, and they'll reproach you and cast out your name as evil
for the Son of Man's sake, from the lips of Jesus himself. Woe unto you that seek to be rich, for you've received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did the fathers to the false prophets. Where are those who shut themselves in and hear that sound of the trumpet? The Lord shall judge his people. From such, turn away. These preachers have no burden for repentance. They offer blessings without sorrow. They are accumulators of this world's goods. They accumulate. Heard a preacher say, I have to be successful. I have to drive a nice car. I have to prove what I'm preaching.
Many of the children in the camp have bloated stomachs and their hair is turning yellow.
We got it all wrong. The rich man went to hell. The poor man went to heaven. How blind is the sun today? How blind? Is this the gospel for a dying world? The Lord Jesus Christ, put on righteousness. The Redeemer's coming to Zion. Prepare his bride for the wedding. Prepare his bride for the wedding. Blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. For his wife has made herself ready. She's arrayed in white, fine linen, and righteousness. Righteousness. And you'll learn to cry out with Paul. He shows the weak things of the world, the foolish, the nothing, that no flesh and glory in his presence. You put away your professionalism. You get back to the cross. You get back to the secret closet. You humble yourself. You go back to the meekness that you once knew. Say, not my will anymore, but yours. I don't want anything this world has to offer. I don't want anything this world has to offer. I don't want anything this world has to offer. I don't want anything this world has to offer. And at that moment, I renounce the world and everything that's in it.